Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
If you're not watching it, you're not going to like what Justin Verlander just did. Nor what his ERA is now, but we'll tell you that in a second. Hey, if you're getting out there with your vehicle, you need some routine maintenance, or something's up, you just take that car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care. That's X-P-E-R-T. They offer free inspections. They guarantee you the lowest prices in town. You'll be back on the road safe and sound pretty much the same day. Expert Car Care services everything, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or wiper blade, to as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. They get it done for you. And if you mention, just mention us, not John Davis necessarily. They might take it too, but Parker the Man, and you'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed. That's over $100 no holla. Right there is John's hitting the cartoon characters in savings passed down just for saying Parker the Man. Expert Car Care is right there at 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and right there 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's X-P-E-R-T Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Oh, do we have a Verlander issue tonight. Let's get you caught up. Sports Wrap Time brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Outer Drive and 7 Mile for the best in haircutting. It's Sporty Cuts, so go get yourself a haircut already, will you please? Omar Infante, I don't know if they were friends before, but they ain't now. He's tonight. An RBI single and a three-run homer off Justin Verlander to go along with the three-run double by Billy Butler. The Royals put up four in the fifth and three in the sixth. It's a 7-2 Royals game right now. Jason Vargas is still in for Kansas City. Tigers have a man on with one out. And Verlander's ERA as we stand right now, Nick Deer, because you're a big guy, you look like kind of look like Verlander. Have you been told that before? You got a little yes, you do. John, does he look like Verlander a little bit?
A little Verlander in him.
Yeah, with like the 8 o'clock shadow and all that. 4.99. His ERA is just a tick under five. We're in June. He's also got two strikeouts. Dude, I got a feeling I could go out there and give you a homer to Infante, maybe strike out a couple. And a trip at a three-run double to Butler. That's no trick. I can put it on a tee and do that. I'm not gonna. Now we don't even pay the guy to $28 million next year.
Yeah.
Kate Upton. Thanks a lot, Obama. So it's 7-2 in the sixth inning.
He's like, what'd I do?
Yeah, it's got to be his fault somewhere in there. 7-2 Royals right now in the bottom of the sixth. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Go ahead and call him there, EP. Brian Blessing coming on in a bit. World Cup soccer in Brazil. Team USA is a winner. We should be more excited. Maybe Brian will be more excited when we talk to him. 2-1 the final. Clint Dempsey 33 seconds in. John Brooks in the 86th minute. USA gets 3 points out of it. They'll play again Sunday against Portugal, who was a loser today to Germany 4-0 on the Thomas Müller hat trick. And they got a red card in the process. That went to Pepe. So he's like Pele. So he is now suspended. He will not be able to play against the Americans on Sunday. That's some far-off land in Brazil. And in the first draw of the tournament, you had a 0-0, 0-0 Iran-Nigeria contest. Other baseball in the AL in the sixth inning. Indians lead the Angels 4-3. Red Sox have scored at Fenway on the Twins 1-0 seventh. Rays 3-0 over the Orioles in the sixth. Rangers-Oakland starts in about an hour from now. One interleague game.
He caught that ball? He caught that?
He caught it.
Really?
Is that Kane?
That's Kane.
Padres-Mariners at 10-10. National League, Phils over the Braves 1-0 seventh. The Ryan Howard homer is standing up. Cubs over the Marlins 4-3-6. Starlin Castro is 10th. Cardinals at the new
Bush.
Lead the Mets 2-1 fourth. Brewers and D-backs. Kirk Gibson's farewell tour starts at 9:40. Well, Tony La Russa didn't come in to say everything's cool. Rockies and L.A. Dodgers go at 10-10. College World Series. Louisville is the first team out. They were beaten today by Texas. That tournament continues. Seven teams left. Louisville is not one of them. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get yourself a haircut. Well, we want to introduce you to this guy because we hope to hear a lot of him. From Las Vegas, Nevada, he does his own radio show out there. He's also the pride and joy of Buffalo, New York, where he was a big superstar. So maybe he can tell us just how great Jim Schwartz will do as defensive coordinator of the Bills. But his name is Brian Blessing, and let's bring him in. Hello, Brian.
Mark, how you doing, kid?
Good. Welcome to the Sports Night with Parker and the Man program. John Davis is in for Rob tonight. Say hi to John.
Hi, John. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Now, listen.
Yes?
Jury's out on Jim Schwartz. All I'll tell you is some guys aren't meant to be head coaches, but they're great coordinators. Wade Phillips comes to mind. Greg Williams comes to mind. And I'm sure hoping Jim Schwartz comes to mind.
Well, I'll give you that, that obviously when he was in Tennessee, he had a lot more success than he certainly had as a head coach in Detroit. He did get the Lions to one playoff. I think Buffalo's counting on that. I think Buffalo's counting on him recreating the magic he had with Jeff Fisher in Tennessee rather than the horrible five-year run that he just had in Detroit.
Well, I'm hoping he just doesn't screw up what was there. I mean, they led the league in sacks last year. And Pettine did an incredible job. And, you know, typical Buffalo luck, you know, he's the Browns' fourth choice, and they finally lose a guy that had him going the right way. And Schwartz is going to come in and change things up a little bit. But, his track record and his resume was built being a defensive coordinator. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and hope for the best.
Hey, if people want to catch what you do, which is a lot of the sports book stuff, you know, we've got Thing in Windsor, Ontario. It's right across the river over there. And, of course, we have more people from Detroit and the greater Michigan area that fly to Las Vegas on a daily basis than I believe it's any city in the country except New York City. Where can they hear your stuff? Where can they find you?
Yeah, the show's live and archived at the moment at donbest.com. And all the shows are there. In fact, we did the show over at the Suncoast today, did a little World Cup show over there. We go out and about Friday. In fact, I actually got some numbers for you. We did the Golden Nugget on Friday. Tony Miller's a brave man, sticks his neck out like an ostrich. The 200 college games of the year. So we got Michigan and Michigan State Lions that were among the 200 games that were posted. Show is also available live at werlv.com, werlv.com. And it's 2 p.m. your time, weekdays.
Now, Brian, how much are you, into World Cup action, and how much do you find that people who have come out to Vegas this week are really kind of drinking it in?
Mark, I'll be brutally honest with you. I don't get into the Premier League, but the soccer offerings are on the board now daily, year-round. It really has kind of taken off here in Las Vegas. But World Cup, per se, I'm all in. I'm pretty excited about it. 4 years ago, and again, I don't know that much about it, but I'm a big, in addition to doing your homework and power ratings, I'm a big intangible guy in the eyeball test. And, you know, last time around, once I got to see them play, I had an incredible run, knock on wood, in the World Cup.
Good for you.
So far, so good. Had Ivory Coast the other day, had the USA today, at a nice plus price, plus $1.50. It's amazing. I think we're to the point now where 10 of the 12 games that have been played have gone over the total. We had the scoreless game with Nigeria and Iran today, but 10 of the 12 games, virtually every game, the total posted was 2.5. So if you've been betting the over and looking for goals, you've been making some money out here.
How did the people do on the pick of the Spurs in 5 over LeBron and the Heat?
Well, the Spurs were a slight favorite. They were actually a $1.30 favorite for the series. I went kind of outside the box. I thought they'd win in 6. I didn't think it would be that short. But the irony was, and it really kind of came to fruition last night from the Patty Mills perspective, but when push comes to shove, and here out in Vegas, we saw Kawhi Leonard come through here twice a year and then for the Mountain West tournament with New Mexico. The guy's flat out a beast, and he's going to be the next best thing. And Patty Mills, we thought, when push came to shove, an X factor was going to be the bench for the Spurs, and in particular Mills, because the development of his game. Mark, we watch these games all year long. I know you saw him play a bunch this year, specifically when they go against the Pistons. But Mills, what he did with his game in the offseason, if this guy was open, if he had an open look, it didn't matter if it was 26 feet, put it on the board. I mean, he was automatic. his game has just risen to the next level.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, though, too, Brian. And Brian Blessing joining us from Las Vegas, where he does a lot of stuff in Vegas. And I hope you're going to hear a lot more of him here. I saw a lot of Kawhi Leonard, too, at SDSU. And because of the Mountain West, and I'm being out there, and if you would have told me, and he was a great player. Don't come on. We all know this and that about Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he didn't come out of thin air. But if you would have said this early, the Finals MVP, no way, no how.
No. Oh, no, I don't think anybody envisioned that. I think what's really impressive was, you know, what we saw was his athleticism and the ability to attack the rim. And then he was just a shutdown defender. Talk about a guy taking his game to the next level. I mean, you saw it several times last night, you know, on the run, pulling up in rhythm with a 15-footer. That wasn't in his repertoire 2 years ago.
Right, yes.
I mean, he is working on his game, and the sky's the limit for this kid.
Now, I asked Brian to do something kind of cool, John Davis.
Okay.
I said, Brian, let's talk about, just a little synopsis on all the Detroit sports teams, the four majors, and Michigan State, with the upcoming college football season. And we're not that far. It's June, the middle of June. Summer starts already Saturday. You know how fast that goes, Brian. What's the temp out there, by the way? Is it over 110 today?
You know, anybody says there's not global warming, the spring, usually it's like, you know, 75, 80.
Right. You've had a little warmer spring.
March.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s. We've been over 100 degrees now for 10 days.
Right.
It's early.
Now, we had 90 today. I think we had 88, 90 here. So we're going to have a hot week heading into summer. But,
Mark, you earned it, man. Now, listen, yeah. I got many dear friends back in the Northeast, and I spent, you know, my youth growing up in Northeastern Pennsylvania and 30 years in Buffalo. And I got news for you.
Wow.
I know. What a rugged winter you guys had. It was grizzly.
It was brutal. B-R-U-N-T-A-L. It was we had two types of winter, brew and towel. Those were our two. So we're getting close to football, so I actually want to do it in reverse. I want to start with everybody's favorite team to knock around here, the SOLs, and that's the same old Lionses. And what is right now, in your opinion, I like your opinion too, on the board in Las Vegas as to where they think that the Lions, what's going to happen this season in the NFC North with them?
Well, they're 30-1 to win the Super Bowl, which tells you they've taken, you know, pretty grandiose strides. They're 15, and they've taken money. They opened 20-1 to win the NFC, and they have taken money. They're down to 15-1. Now, you know, in the division, I think we're looking at a little different animal here. You're looking at the Lions, a solid. Well, they're a co-second choice with the Bears at 3-1. Packers are odds-on favorite, and I have seen the Packers' season win total at 10.5, which might be on the light side if Rodgers stays healthy.
Okay, so obviously people aren't getting it, and they still. I'm going to have to get out there as soon as possible and go the opposite route.
I saw this today. I saw I know when it's a print deal. You know, when you're reading something, you have to kind of go between the lines, and you don't know the tone of his voice or, you know, exactly what he said. But reading the quotes from Ebron, you know, rookie of the year and the Pro Bowl and stuff, it's like, pal, geez, God, just fit in, make them, you know, get in there and contribute.
Brian
set the bar pretty high for himself. Why give other teams bulletin board material?
I know. If I had a nickel for every bulletin board material that was ever written up, I wouldn't need you, Vegas, or John Davis, or anybody. But those nickels are long since spent, so those are gone. All right. Well, that's the Lions. What do you got? What do you got,
Brian? What's the overall win total for the Lions?
Oh, over under.
Yeah,
on the wins.
You know, that's the one sheet I don't have.
Brian, I got it. I think it's eight.
Is it 7.5 over?
I think it's. I thought it was right standard eight.
Yeah, it was 7.5 over or 8 flat.
Yeah, that one, eight flat is what I had. No, I got you covered on that one, Brian. Pistons, we just talked to Greg Kelser. Did I see that they were third from the bottom in terms of the winning the 2015 NBA championship?
Well, I mean, if we want to make Pistons fans feel a little better, they've got company there. The Bucks are 300-1. The Sixers are 200-1.
So
and
the
then
300-1
the Pistons are 100-1 along with Sacramento and Utah.
So 100-1 with Sacramento and the Jazz.
There you go.
Now, Quinn Snyder's coach of that Jazz now. Look out for Quinn Snyder.
I keep my money in.
45-1 to win the East.
45-1 to win the – but you know what? That's still a little low to me. Might be worth something there. All right, what about the Red Wings? I think that we've – you know, the Red Wings have had a very quiet, meek and mild exit from the first round of the postseason against Boston. They lost them, you know, went five games, and we haven't heard from them since, really, with all the, you know, the L.A. Kings stuff and taking all the way to this weekend. What do you got on the Wings? Anything?
I'm very high on the Wings. I will say this. Actually – and I won't say I was disappointed in the Wings because I think they really deserve a mini pass this year with the crazy amount of injuries that they had. They're 7-1 to win the East, and they're 15-1 to win the Cup. But I thought at the outset, and listen, I mean, you know, you didn't run into a ham sandwich here in the playoffs. But I really thought that the Wings, and maybe there was a transition period, and maybe it actually rears its head this year. But I think the Wings being in the East, the travel is significantly less. The overall depth of the conference is significantly less. I think the Red Wings, I think they would be a really strong, sneaky play. And maybe it's not sneaky. Maybe they're just a little under the radar because they've stubbed their toe a little bit this year. But I could absolutely see the Red Wings coming out of the East next year.
How about that? I don't think that's totally. I mean, anytime you got Ken Holland and Mike Babcock until he goes to Pittsburgh, you know,
well, the Penguins are phony.
It could be any day now.
Phony, and the Bruins, you know, are solid, but not flashy. And I think the Red Wings have a ton of back class, and we saw what that meant in the playoffs this year with the Blackhawks and the Kings. You know, the back class really, you know, was the shining star in the playoffs. So clearly, if they stay healthy. And that organization, I think you mentioned it, Mark, the prospects they have and guys that not only are guys that are, you know, come in and can eat up some minutes, but these are guys that are really well-schooled in their AHL program and the kids that are coming out of junior, they just know how to do it. And when these guys actually put on the red and white, they're NHL ready.
Go back to college football for a second. Between Michigan and Michigan State, the Rose Bowl champion Spartans and the not Rose Bowl champion Michigan Wolverines. What do you got?
Well, yeah, again, I'll give you numbers off the college games of the year that went up Friday. And you know, one of the early on, you get marquee stuff. We've got Michigan State's about an 8-point favorite when they host Nebraska. That's back on October 4th. The first big boy would be Notre Dame's a 3-point favorite hosting Michigan. But the one that really intrigues me, and you talk about an inflated number. Now, these guys have opinions, and they'll put these numbers up, and the professional money will dictate where these numbers will actually go. But the Oregon-Michigan State game, and it is up in Oregon. Oregon's a 13-point favorite against Michigan State, and that is contrasting styles colliding. And I think you always look for the better defense when you're looking to make a wager. And, you know, if you're giving me 13 points with that defense, that would be one I'd be taking a long, hard look at, is taking the Spartans up there.
I was going to say, Brian, that's that kind of biased reasoning up there in the Pac-10, Pac-12 country to say, well, no Big Ten team's coming into our home. Yet you're not looking at which Big Ten team you're begging for, because that one is a lot better than what
it's
people
not,
are thinking.
This is not Rutgers.
No, and this is a different Michigan State era. This is not the same old. It's not your grandpappy's. Well, your grandpappy's Michigan State was much better than your father's Michigan State. So I did speak out of school on that one. And, all right, so that's a good gauge. We'll talk more about that as we get closer. But now I leave it up to the Tigers here.
And the big one was Ohio State's
eight-point
favorite. Got to throw that out there. Ohio State's an 8-point favorite over Michigan.
Right now, as it stands on the board on June 16th, Ohio State's an 8-point favorite on the Wolverines.
And that's in Columbus.
Good luck, Brady.
In Columbus.
Final thing then, Tigers. What has changed with the way the Tigers, after their great start to the point now where they're struggling to even stay in first place in the American League Central, in fact, losing to Kansas City as we speak, could
eight
be a half
two.
Game right now. 8-2.
Well, You got Kansas City on a 7-game winning streak, and, you know, Detroit, okay. Here's the thing, and this is the beauty of what you got with the Tigers. When you're talking about them struggling, they're playing 500 baseball. They're 5-5 in their last 10, right? I mean, and that rotation just becomes so lethal when the postseason rolls around. And they've seen money to win the World Series. The Tigers opened up 8-1, and they've been bet down to 6-1. So there's plenty of love. Actually, the team that's taken a truckload of dough in Vegas was Oakland. Now, Oakland opened 14-1 to win the World Series. They're down to 5-1.
Yeah, I can see that. They're just scoring runs like crazy. But see, you know what that is? That's, again, us looking at it from a microscopic version of the Tigers to that bigger picture where people don't see it yet. It hasn't migrated around the country that Verlander's lost it, that Scherzer is not a Cy Young winner this year, although he's pitched very well, and that things are not the right in the bullpen and that they're having hitting problems. That'll migrate eventually. It'll get out there. But that's where good money comes in, isn't it, Brian, when you've got the kind of the inside track and the rest of the country hasn't caught up yet?
Well, that's really, I think, what, you know, the opinions on both sides of the counter pride themselves on here. Las Vegas is always in look-ahead mode, always looking at the big picture. And I think some of the things that, you know, we're really excited that, you know, we'll be doing with you, Mark, in telling the folks in Detroit about. One thing, I'll say, it's one of the coolest things we've ever done out here. We started about 7 years ago, the odds makers poll. Now, we all know the BCS, you know, that's a gong show. But it starts with the AP, and that's a train wreck. There should be no preseason poll. You know, so somebody that ends up running unbeaten, but they started number 24 in the country. You know, how tall that hill is to climb. It's a popularity contest. And we've seen it so many, I can't even tell you. The number 3 team in the country playing the number 12 team in the country, according to the AP and the BCS. Yet in Vegas, the number 12 team is a 4-point favorite.
Right.
And more often than not, who's right? I can, you know, take a wild guess what the answer is.
Right. And although Michigan State did come from, you know, the depths to finish number 3 in the country, they were able to do that. But you're right. I'm not a big fan of saying that I don't want a preseason poll, but I can sure see a whole different college football landscape without one.
But what I'm saying to you, Mark, is when you say they came from the depths, I will tell you this. They were always there in the odds makers poll. Because we're not gonna crush teams for a loss. You know, it's not they're going to automatically drop 15 spots because they lost the game in the popularity poll. They might drop a spot or two in our poll. And then it becomes a bigger problem down the road, and that adjustment has to be made. But that's the one thing. You try not to be knee-jerk in your reactions. And it's the one thing when I do my show here, and it's just a common-sense thing, but that's why there's, you know, professional money and the general public. You don't bet the game that's on TV. I mean, you do sometimes, but you don't do it just because it's on TV. That's a recipe to lose money. And we always warn everybody, don't overreact and don't go crazy with what you last witnessed. It could be an anomaly.
Well, Brian, great stuff. Did I miss anything? You got anything else?
No, buddy. I'm telling you, what an incredible time of year. I mean, the World Cup. The hockey was just absolutely off the charts. Basketball is behind us. The Belmont, the Triple Crown Chase, the World Cup, the U.S. Open. This is the busiest June I can ever remember. Usually we're, you know, just kind of spinning our wheels a little bit, waiting for preseason football and getting the college football season underway. There's just so much going on.
Well, as I said when I started the show, Brian, be careful what you wish for, because the dog days of summer are about to hit you. So maybe you'll like a little break in there, because that's coming.
Well, you know, buddy, you're sitting there trying to fill 3 hours.
No, I got no problem there, dude. I got you, baby. I got no problem at all.
I'll do my best to make up stuff for you.
Hey, his name is Brian Blessing. Brian, again, tell everybody where they can reach you or see if they want to see or hear your stuff.
Yeah, oh, no, we do videos at DonBest.com. We were on the Linemakers on SportingNews.com, and I've got a daily radio show. It's 2 p.m. Detroit time. And that's here in Las Vegas on Sports 920 The Game. It's live and archived at DonBest.com.
Brian, we'll talk very soon.
Mark, John, you guys have a great night.
You too.
Thank you, Brian. See you later. All right, there's Brian Blessing from Las Vegas. Oh, we got The Tigers are scoring more than we can. We're looking at that while Brian's talking, just kind of laughing, going, you got to be kidding me. We're also enjoying a little Luigi's Pizza. It's L-U-I-G-I. You can check it out on our Facebook page. Luigi's Pizza Cafe on Plymouth Road in Livonia. We got all sorts of stuff before we're finished, including Rob Parker. If you didn't hear him last night, do Clubhouse Confidential on Local 4. We will replay that for you so you can say to yourself, oh, gather the kids. Tell Grandpa to put on pants. This will be an exciting half hour. Coming up on Sports Night with Parker and Amanda, Detroit's 1130. WDFN The Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Blaine Hardy is in. He's making his Major League debut. He's already struck out two. We've got Sports Rep coming up. Did I say I would do a Sports Rep thing before the thing? No, I don't. I said yes, did I? Yeah. So I'd have to promote it there. But Blaine Hardy is blowing him away on a night where the Tigers are getting blown out. So he's pitching a lot better than Verlander, just a little too late. But, hey, look, one more time tonight to let you know, if you have any trouble with your vehicle, here we're in mid-June, you need that routine maintenance, you take that car, truck, or van, you take it to the pros at Expert Car Care. They got your free inspections for you. Check everything out. Guarantee the lowest prices in town. You'll be back on the road, safe, sound, same day stuff. We're talking Mike and Brian and the rest. Really know what they're doing. And it's Expert Car Care. Rob goes there now all the time. He probably lives there. They service everything on the vehicle. He just likes the people. Everything. But I'm talking about something as simple as a tire repair or as major as an engine or transmission. They really get it done in A-plus quality. And if you mention the Parker and the Man thing, just say Parker and the Man, you'll receive a free oil change with any work done and also a free front wheel alignment if that's needed for you. It's over $100 no holla in savings right then and there just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming, 8 miles between Mount and Van Dyke. They're ready for you. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop. We got a Sports Rep for you next.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyc Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
I'm all tangled. We got one piece of Luigi's pizza left to eat. So, John, if you'll disperse at this time and prove it to everybody that we've done a nice job. Here, you take one. I'll take one. Just grab one. And now show the empty box to everybody that we have now polished.
Gone.
Cleaned the Luigi's pizza right there at 3153 Plymouth in Livonia. You can call them at 734-261-0600. That's Luigi's Pizza Cafe, pizza, beer, wine. We had the Popeye pizza, right? Spinach, roasted peppers, herbs, fontina, provolone, mozzarella cheese. Oh, John, how did you enjoy it?
The cheese makes the pizza.
It does, really does. And so is the spinach. Woo, it's good stuff. Thank you again to Luigi's. We'll have it on all our social media, too. And I think, Nick, dear, you already have it on Facebook? All right, check our Facebook page, Parker and the Man Facebook page. Let's get you caught up here and tell you what's cooking because it's not good for Verlander people, and it's very good for United States soccer fans. So we got a Sports Wrap. It's brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Go get a haircut at Sporty Cuts, 7 mile an outer. The Royals are blowing out the Tigers 11-2 in the seventh. But the good news is Blaine Hardy and his father, I'm assuming it's from Seattle, that's where he gets from, Dave Hardy, and a hot babe next to him.
Assuming that's his mom.
Could be his mom, could be his sister. She's looked that young. I don't know, someone hot sitting next to Dave Hardy. Blaine Hardy came in and struck out two in his Major League debut. So he looked pretty good. They sent Corey Knebel down, and Blaine Hardy is now up. First time in 7 years, he spent all that time in the minors. However, the bad news is Justin Verlander gave up 7 runs tonight. His ERA is at 4.99. Remember, the $28 million per year doesn't kick in until next year.
Next year.
So he's going to get a loss, which will be, unless something happens here in the final couple innings, he'll go to 6-7 on the season. 11-2 is the score right now. The Royals lead the Tigers. We're going to top 8, I believe. Rajai Davis has an RBI double for the Tigers and Austin Jackson an RBI single. Omar Infante, a 3-run homer off his old buddy Verlander and an RBI single. 4 ribbies tonight for Infante. Billy Butler, a 3-run double. They've gone 4-3-4, I believe, in the last 3 innings. 4 runs, 3 runs, 4 runs. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Mann, presented by Sporty Cuts. World Cup soccer in Brazil, Team USA a winner, 2-1 over Ghana. Clint Dempsey, 33 seconds in, and John Brooks at the 86th minute. USA gets 3 points for the win over Ghana, and they play again Sunday against Portugal, who lost big today to Germany, 4-0. Tomas Mueller the hat trick. Portugal got a red card. Pepe headbutted Mueller. He's out. Means he can't play against the American Sunday. Get all that? Should be big. USA can beat Portugal. John, they get 6 points at that point.
Huge.
0-0 was the first draw of the tournament, Iran and Nigeria, this afternoon. Other baseball in the AL, seventh inning, Indians lead the Angels still 4-3. Red Sox over the Twins in the eighth, now 1-0. 3-2 Jays over the O's in the seventh. National League, Phils lead the Braves 1-0 ninth. 4-4 now, Cubs and Marlins in the seventh. Cardinals over the Mets 2-1 fifth. And that's your sports wrap, presented to you by Sporty Cups. Let's get that out of the way. We're going to take Greg, because then we're going to play Rob Parker on Sports Final last night. Hi, Greg.
What up, Mark?
What's happening?
How many more games is he going to let Justin Verlander throw away before he decides it just ain't working?
Greg, I'm telling you, I'll just say this. Unless I miss my mark, I think he's balanced, teetering on the line of a 15-day DL assignment.
Yeah, because he is, it's pathetic.
Well, that's all you got. All you got is 15-day DL. You're not sitting him down to embarrass him, so you find something. I don't care if it's a hangnail,
toenail,
whatever. You find something, you 15-day DL him, and you go from there. I don't know what else to tell you.
When he goes out there, you almost chalk it up as a loss. Because even if you give him the lead, it's not going to last but an inning or two.
It's a very dicey scene. It's a dicey situation right now, Greg. I agree. There's not every answer to these issues. And the question about Verlander is one of the biggest right now in baseball.
I believe he's hurt. I just can't believe he's this bad. I really can't. There's something got to be wrong with him. I don't know if it's physical or mental, but he's not pitching.
You're right on, dude. Two more strikeouts. That's it. The ball he gave up to Billy Butler, did you see that?
Yeah.
He never would have allowed that before.
No. And, I mean, it's pathetic. I know Butler's always hit it, even when he had good.
Oh, no, Butler's always hit it, but not that shot tonight,
like that.
Over Jackson's head to straight center?
Yeah,
that ball did nothing on that. I mean, not at all.
No, it was straight. It was straight. You know, and I don't know what happened to him. He's trying to hit corners. I don't know what he's trying to do. He's trying to pick and nibble. He used to be a guy that here's the 95.
I know.
Come straight at people.
Now it's nothing. I just don't understand it.
No, it's very confusing. And you're right. Thanks, Greg. Something's got to happen. And the only thing that doesn't have an option, you're not sending him down, you're not cutting him, you're not trading him, you're not doing anything with him. He's going to have to work his way out of it, but the only way to do that is 15-day DL him. And worry about it after the 15 days are up. No retroactive, start it whenever you have. I don't know what else to tell you, except to keep trotting him out there and seeing what happens. This was bullcrap tonight.
And if you do that.
Omar Infante never even got fooled.
No. And, you know, if Brad Auspice keeps doing that,
what's going to happen? You going to fire him? All right, let's play. This is Rob last night. You ready there, Gary? This is Rob Parker last night. I think I've got this on par. Let's see. This is last night with Jamie on the Sports Final Edition.
Welcome back to Sports Final Edition. You see Clubhouse Confidential over my shoulder. That means Rob Parker is on the phone. Thanks for joining us.
Always, Jamie. What's happening?
Even on the road, your moles are out there and you are continuously working, right? So, Joel Hanrahan, the Tigers signed him weeks ago. What's up with him?
Jamie, my moles are telling me that he's not ready. He's not throwing hard enough, throwing around 85, 88, which is not good enough. So they have to give him more time because they think he has to throw harder than that in order to be successful.
Well, he is coming off of surgery. When should we expect him?
That's the big question. Nobody knows about the arm strength and how long it's going to take to build it back up.
So everyone here in Detroit is talking about the closer situation. Joe Nathan did okay today, but he did not do okay for a couple times now. What's the deal? Are Tigers still looking for a closer?
Jamie, my CWPF, you know, close, warm, personal friends. Exactly. They tell me that other clubs around baseball are sure the Tigers are going to go out and get another, you know, reliever, if not a closer, that they will have to shore up the bullpen with a deal because they're just not happy with Nathan and just the way the bullpen is, and they know that long-term, in order to win, they're going to have to have a much better bullpen, so expect a trade.
Well, so you're saying Joe Nathan might not be the Tigers' closer down the stretch?
That's right. Come September, October, if he doesn't get it together.
Okay, moving on to football. Brady Hoke, this is a big season for him. Everyone says he's in the hot seat. Do you say he's in the hot seat, Rob?
Jamie, my college football peeps in Ann Arbor tell me, yes, he is in the hot seat. And I'm talking about scorching hot, where if Michigan has a disastrous season, there's a good chance he could be fired. That's how disappointed that they are, and that Brady Hoke has to turn it around. So it's not just about frowning at him, that if he doesn't come up with them having a good season, he could be gone.
Isn't good season subjective? What are we talking here? What kind of record?
Well, you got to have a bowl game. Maybe you have to make it to a bowl game and do better than 6-5 or something like that. It's just want Michigan, especially with the way Michigan State has played and what they've achieved, they want Michigan to be better.
I agree. Michigan won't let that stand for a while. Okay, so Rob, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
All right, Jamie. NBC, see you later.
Thanks to Rob.
There you go. NBC, see you later there, Gary. What do you think about that? That was NBC, see you later. There's Rob. And he probably, I think he meant more like 7-5, 6-6 when he was talking about the Michigan record. That's something I want to discuss, actually, I think tomorrow, because we don't have the time tonight, about the seat that Brady Hoke starts on as we hit summertime here.
Oh, it's hot.
Scorching. Is it scorching, sizzling, or just lukewarm?
No.
Luke?
That first game.
I'll tell you who's hot. It's Blaine Hardy.
Oh.
Nick Deere's got a new Tiger favorite. He's going to run out. What number was he wearing tonight? 65? He's going to run out and get a 65 Hardy Boys jersey. It's the Hardy Boys, man.
There you go.
You got that going for you, which is nice. We got last call time. I'll tell you, that's where we are already. Can you believe it, John?
Time flies when you have
it. I'm telling you, dude. I'll be telling you. It's last call. If you got something, come with it. Thanks again to Luigi's Pizza Cafe right there in Plymouth. On Plymouth Road in Livonia. Check them out. Of course, dining, carry out, and delivery. And they're good to go. And you can check them at luigispizzacafe.com. What do you do now?
Another.
He's mowing them down. Nice tribute to Tony Gwynn, yes, who passed away today, 54 years of age. They did a nice Tony Gwynn thing. But Blaine Hardy is mowing him down tonight. So we'll recap that stuff. And did you hear anything from Rob on Sports Final that got to you, like the Hanrahan thing or anything?
No. Like I said, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow I think I want to
get into Hulk, Brady Hoke. I want to really get into that.
Hey, it's a good guys. EP is going to play for my team. We got good players. Gotta get some good guys. And I'm going to give every fan a donut. It's 9:50. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man. That means it's last call time. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. It is Detroit's 1130 WDFN, the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Brad Ausmus, can you stop this terrible losing streak?
Can't do it.
Brad Ausmus, can you get JV fixed and turned around?
Can't do it.
Hey, Justin Verlander, can you stop this four-game losing streak and get us on the right track?
Can't do it.
Can you win a game for the Tigers and stop this horrible slide?
Can't do it.
Sorry. All right. That was my interview with him. He just couldn't do it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Tigers trail 11-2. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Verlander got racked tonight, just racked. His ERA is near 5. It's a 4.99 officially. We got to get out of here. Thanks again to Luigi's Pizza Cafe. Check them at luigispizzacafe.com on Plymouth Road in Livonia. So it was good stuff tonight. Very good. We finished it all, the Popeye pizza that we got from there. John Davis will be back tomorrow. I just asked him, so he said, okay, I guess so. It's going to be like 90. I need the air conditioning.
There we go. Free air conditioning.
A couple final things. First of all, John has to answer this question. If you already know it, that's fine. I just didn't know if everybody knows this one or not. Only two guys in NBA history have won titles in three different decades. Tim Duncan now. Who's the other one? Or maybe this isn't so common. Anybody know in there? Two guys in the history of the NBA, titles in three different decades. So, obviously, Duncan was 99, the 90s, the 2000s, and the teens. He's a former Piston. Didn't all do it with the Pistons, obviously. Don't know it, I thought maybe everybody knew this one.
Did not know.
All right, we'll have to hang on to the answer. And the other thing was, the Pistons had a record that was broken last night. Not Rodman. Here's the record that was broken last night. The 89 Pistons and the 91 Bulls had the highest shooting percentage ever in the finals.
Yep.
Now, 52.7. Spurs just went 52.8. So the Pistons record that is held with the Bulls is now shattered, is now gone. You want the answer? I'll just give you the answer. It's running out of time. John Sally. Did you say Sally? Oh, you wrote it on here. EP got it. EP got
Sally?
It.
Sally?
Yeah, EP got it. It was Sally. I didn't realize he'd written it. So he got it right. John Sally. Yes, he did it with the Pistons, Lakers, and Bulls. Look at John. He's trying to figure it all
Sally?
Out.
Sally?
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Brady Hoke. Hold on. What else was I missing here? I wanted to get to something else. Is that right? Anything on the hockey from Saturday? What about the Kings? 2 and 3 years. What do we do with them? I want to get to the Wings tomorrow, too. Would you want Martin Brodeur as a Red Wing?
No.
Really? Too old. I think I do.
Too old.
I don't think so. How about Jimmy Rollins as a Tiger? He passed Mike Schmidt yesterday as the Phillies' all-time hits leader with 2,235. He's adding to that tonight. He only has a vesting option next year at $11 million. Would you take a chance, if you don't believe the rookie like Suarez can keep this going, would you take a chance
yes.
on a veteran? Because they're
going
to move him. Yes. Someone's going to take Jimmy Rollins. Would you take? We may have to talk about that tomorrow, too. Let's see. You know what? It sucks that there's not another. Now I want a World Cup game tomorrow. That was pretty exciting, right? USA wins.
2-1.
Over Ghana? Don't you want
to? And got the 3 points.
Why do I want to wait till Sunday? All right, we got the good part here.
He's been your friend, you know. He's been your friend.
Hey, Merrill Davis and Charlie White will be the Thanksgiving Day Parade Grand Marshals. Write that on your calendar for November. You got Merrill Davis and Charlie, the figure skating gold medalists.
Okay, so I can avoid that before I go to the
game. Yep, before you go to the Lions game, avoid the Thanksgiving parade with Merrill Davis and Charlie White. John, thank you very much. Thank you to EP, Nick Deere, and, of course, Gary over there, as always. And, again, to Luigi's Pizza Cafe in Livonia. You were terrific stuff, and we look forward to more. Junie's at tomorrow. He is John Davis.
He is the man, Mark Wilson.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow's at Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
Trash Talking Twitter Tuesday.
Sports Night with Parker DeMann recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. You got your Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith next, and then Matt Shepard, as always, in the morning tomorrow from 7 to 10. Check us at Parker and the Man, Twitter, Facebook, and you can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. Hey, you know what? I'm going to go with it. MSNBC, Crystal Ball, great name. Love it. Love her. Call me.
Ooh. The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and/or Clear Channel Radio. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.